Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Failing the club's name, they're failing their fans, and worse of all, they're failing football.
The fam last night, she was like, she was confused.
Yeah.
She wasn't upset.
She not seeing a penis that big?
Yeah, she was a little bit upset.
And the first part of a relationship isn't about feelings, it's about fucking a lot. Well, I don't understand where, he often talked about the pie, his friendship pie, the amount of time he had. So he's got one side of the pie where his friends sit, and the other side where we sit, colleagues.
Yeah.
And by his own admission, he spends all week with us pricks.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to spend any of his personal time with us. I understand that. But then I get into the office today, Tanvir's gone out with him for up to like 10 or 11 o'clock. Do you know how hard I tried to just get him to come for a pint with me once?
Well, and the thing is, I've tried to play the subtle game. Yeah, you've been like, why won't you come out? And oh, yeah, no, leave him alone.
Yeah.
But then slightly I began, we could always nip out for a quick bite.
Do you know?
I know this lovely place where you can get really good mezze. We could share one.
Why is he going out of town, Vera and Adam, and not us?
We were getting incredibly wavy last night.
Oh, I don't
want to know. Seriously.
Come on. We need to.
He just doesn't like us, Jim. That's what it is.
At the end of the day, he just doesn't like us.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the One for the Weekend podcast. It's the best podcast you've never heard of. You'll be my friend, right?
I'm your friend, Jim.
Thanks, mate. Thank God.
Now that it looks like Liverpool are not going to win the league.
We'll be talking about Man United versus Man City, the fallout.
Throwing our friendship in the fire for nothing.
I was up for grabs. Still up for grabs, who knows? I hope our friendship can be stronger than moment's celebration in a situation that doesn't involve Spurs.
Several moments.
Doesn't involve Spurs.
Well, I saw how desperate I could sense it. When we was on the kickoff the other week, you and Loz, every time Spurs went forward, it was like you was almost holding each other's hands. Come on, Spurs, you can do it. I know, the whole time, I knew that we weren't going to do it, because we'd never do it.
Yeah.
But you didn't know, so good.
Yeah, okay, if that's what you need.
I feel like you're just jealous he was getting close to Loz.
I feel like I'm losing everybody. Craig's going out with you, you're becoming best friends with Lawrence.
That's not true.
But I know, I see it, and Loz is watching this, because he fucking watches everything.
He doesn't, he? It's really strange, he watches everything.
Yeah, he watches everything.
I don't know how he's doing it. Triple speed, I imagine.
Just know, Loz, I'm talking to you. You can keep him.
Oh.
You can keep him. Because he'll fucking do it to you as well. He already did it with Ben.
Oh, fuck me. It's 4 years ago. And I actually knew him before I knew you. So I was thinking of you the whole time. Mm. Welcome back to the One for the Weekend podcast. We're talking about football. Don't worry. Man City versus Man United. You've got taking a line from Great Touch for Big Lad podcast, a pet hate about Brighton and other small teams.
Yeah,
talking about the PFA Team of the Year, which has been revealed this morning. I'm going to go through it with you.
Has it really? I don't know, so that would be nice.
Yeah, lovely.
Go for that.
We've got some calm takes from you guys, thank you very much. And also some people attacking calm takes as an institution. And we're into the centre midfielders of our Team of the Decade. And we've got an update from James Allen. And Footballers Wangs. Returns.
Yes.
in a way that I don't even know how to explain it, but we'll give it a go. And I think you've seen it already for a fact it was on the, I've infiltrated your Fighting Cock WhatsApp group. Oh yes. Oh yes.
Is that going to be, how? I don't even have a WhatsApp group.
One of the lads in the office is in there.
Ian, fair play. It's the best thing that's happened to me this week.
The WhatsApp group.
Watching that video.
Watching, right. Well, let's dissect it, because I've got an idea behind it. More important than that.
Yeah.
Big Doug's back. Big Doug! What are you doing after this, T? Quick bite. Just me and you.
I'm just busy. With Craig. Really, actually, you've got plans.
Unbelievable.
I'm so glad I left this place. Now I just sit on my own in the kitchen and know where I am.
Yeah.
There's not a kind of prospect of friendship. I'm on my own, and it's fine.
It feels better to not having
that. That sounds way better.
Yeah. Well, at least I know where I am. I don't wake up in the morning thinking maybe Craig will talk to me.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
Now, I know he won't talk to me because he's 200 miles away now.
That's true. Tanvir is back. A couple of weeks off, actually.
Yeah, 2 weeks off.
And I was like, did you do? I said to him,
Did you
do anything constructive? Oh. Anywhere?
There's nothing, nowhere.
Zero.
Did you have sex in the last 2 weeks?
Great
no,
question.
I was too way.
You essentially said.
Okay, but did you ejaculate in the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, of course I did.
Right. speaking of which, reasons to listen. Wank or podcast? Podcast or wank? Listen to this comment, guys. Shozil says, kettle on, tissue box at arm's length.
What?
Missus is out, one for the weekend podcast notification. You know what time it is, lads. Is he having a wank or is he listening to the podcast?
He's not saying he's about to have a wank. Maybe the podcast just makes him sorry. He has a few tissues on the side.
Right. Interesting. Or maybe he's crying with laughter.
Yeah.
I once asked on Fighting Cock podcast if anybody's had a wank. And we happened to be playing in the background. He goes, this guy come back and says, no, I haven't had a wank, but I did make love to my missus while you guys were talking about Burnley away.
Really?
I was like, well, God bless you, son. Yeah.
Might have helped him in a don't move moment.
Well, yeah, it would have kept the wolf from the door, wouldn't it? Because
So interesting. Would you, I just want to know in the comments below, you're all set up for a bit of personal time. Then you get the one for the weekend notification. What do you do? Do you continue down this road or do you get there first and get into the comment section of the one for the weekend podcast? Let us know. Wank or podcast in the comments below. Archie McVicker says, this podcast may be a car crash. Do you remember last week we were saying it was a bit of a mess, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But it's our car crash, which I thought was very, very nice.
That's nice, but it doesn't really get us there, does it, in the long run?
Probably not. Probably right. And a couple of reviews. The podcast is on iTunes. There's a link in the description. Go check it out right now and subscribe and give us a decent rating. 4 or 5 would be nice. 5 ideally. Here's a couple of reviews. Oliver Elzine, 1993. God, he's young. Hard-hitting critical analysis. Came here nearly 2 years ago for football analysis. Left here blessed with the white teeth story. Tanvir's minimal knowledge of ex-footballers. James' beautiful calm takes. Flav's love-hate relationship with Sissoko. And much, much more. P.S. Bring back Razzles.
What?
What's Razzles? Does he mean Twinkles?
Yeah. Surely.
Or
he's just mixing up his podcast.
Razzles?
Wrong pod.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a review on the wrong pod.
Yeah, Razzle was a porn mag once.
Was it?
Razzle.
Isn't it a crisp?
Maybe just
Razzles.
Frazzles.
Maybe just wants the porn mag back.
Adam Olive 98, greatest podcast of all time. Oh, it's disappeared. That is annoying. That's bad timing. Hang on. Wait. I'm scrolling all down and there's so many, that's the thing. This is definitely going to be worth it.
Can you get me a glass of water, please?
I literally had a glass of water for myself and we finished the whole thing.
Hang on. Tuttle says it all, simple and sweet. Flames, water combo, love it, boys, carry on. Wasn't worth it. And just the tip, 1, 2, 3. My guys, great podcast. Would give 5 stars if I could. And I can, so I have. Fantastic.
Lovely.
And there's a few others which we can read next week. Let's dive into Manu. I do actually, very, very early Flames advice. We'll have some more later on. But I just saw this last week. Someone put in a comment last week. Who was it? Matt Layton. He said this. Got my first ever proper date on Tuesday. taking her on a walk around the meadow. Brackets her idea. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. P.S. I know that the date will have happened before the next episode.
Right.
But comments, I need you.
So what happened?
Turn into the comments, knowing when we can't be there for you just yet. So what I did was I pinned that to the top of the podcast. And there were 11 replies, all different kinds of ones. My favourite one, So one was, hi everyone, this guy's called. He said, make sure you take your hay fever tablets because he's taking it on a walk in a meadow. Someone else went, Johnny Bra said, are you dating a dog? He's taking a walk around a meadow.
None of this is helpful, really.
Yeah, one for the weekend screenshots, who is very close to 400 followers on Twitter. He said this three-step plan. One, be yourself. Two, get her to talk about herself. Girls love that. Three, break the touch barrier.
Break the touch barrier. Be yourself is such shit advice, though, isn't it? What if you're an absolute prick?
Yeah.
Or you're an ass, or you're like a bit goofy. Like, often, do you know what? Most of it certainly when you're younger, you'd be anything but yourself.
Be a better version of yourself.
Be the best version of you.
Not the best. Be a better version of yourself.
Pretend to be cooler than you are.
Yeah, absolutely. Bluff it.
Take up smoking. Looks good.
Yes.
Yeah. Girls love it.
Yeah, girls love all that. And yeah. but what I did love is the fact that the comment section got involved with some early Flames advice. There will be more Flames advice later on in the show. As I say, Tanvir is back. Ben Brannan said this, though. Can't take. Flav's knowledge of the championship is Tanvir-esque.
Yeah. I mean, so, yeah. Yep, absolutely. So, but one of us has carved a career in football media, so...
Yeah.
Done well, really, and
the point is, you should know more.
Should I?
You should know more.
I don't have to.
Embarrassment that Tanvir's had to endure. Maybe you should be dealing with it. What do you think about Norwich's new manager? They're about to go back into the Premier League. Your league.
Excited.
What do you think of the job he's done there?
What's his name?
You should know his name. He's Norwich City manager.
You know what? I've been watching them very closely, and I feel like the 20 mil cap they put on their transfer budget when they come into the Premier League is going
to
be great.
They've done great. In fact, they've lost Maddison. They've done really well to carve out.
Name another new Norwich player. Or the manager. The lead figure of the team that's going to win the Premier League.
Win the Premier League?
I don't think they do that.
Championship.
Can't.
Yeah. Embarrassing.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
Yeah. It's not really though, is it? Because I'm not a fucking geek.
I'm not a geek. These are teams involved in the Premier League.
You've got to know about the Premier League for your job, right?
Championship.
But you know all about the Championship because you play in it. You're going to be playing it forever.
Hopefully, we can stay it for a couple of years. I actually quite enjoy that.
Now, there's one thing not knowing who fucking Marcel Desailly is.
Yeah.
And it's not
levels.
Knowing who the Norwich manager. What's the Norwich manager's name?
Farker.
Right.
He's done a hell of a job.
Has he? They're playing well. Hopefully they come into the Premier League and play football.
Well.
Unlike some of the other shit tin pot clubs in our league so far.
Well, we'll get to that. Right. Man City, Man United, let's go through this one. Hashtag can't take, right? Lot of anger. Go on, Tambi, how do you feel about it? You're a Man United fan.
What's that for? I've been looking at your can't takes. They've not been very calm at all.
We're not even going to... I've given up. On James giving calm takes.
What are you about? I've got a couple of calm takes.
All right, good.
Although other people have turned on us as well, actually.
Turned on us?
Turned on me. Right. At Football Fan 0108, calm takes has become people just stating the obvious in not so calm fashion. People have got the wrong end of the stick with it and need reminding of what a calm take actually is.
Yeah.
Henry Williams also agrees. He said, calm takes are a bit which every week serves less and less purpose. The idea was good, but has now become a platform for people to just voice their opinions in a way that sounds more genuine. I think you should move on, but ultimately it's your decision. Love them all.
I mean, the fact that the word to calm take is said about 80 times in each podcast just because someone's about to make a point.
as long as it's
calm. Just go calm take.
Okay, can we read the file calm
your,
take?
I think you're the problem.
Calm take, no. I lost my way a bit.
You think a calm take is just saying it in a way that isn't a raised voice?
Anything that's like...
Can I be honest? I completely got confused with it. And it really was. It's actually a quite flammable take, but said in a reasonable fashion.
Especially when you're picking on Spurs like last time.
I did that. I lost my way.
I feel like
I can get back there. I don't think we should give up on this.
All right.
It is good as a joke as well when you like.
A good calm take would be that despite Solskjaer's horrendous run of form, he's actually going to get him there because he's a well-experienced coach.
Right.
Wow.
That's a calm take. Well, not saying they should never have signed him. Calm take. He should never have signed him.
Yeah.
The opposite.
Well, I did it once at the weekend. DT's tweets after a defeat are brilliant.
Are they?
He's going, all this is happening because of fucking Mustafi. Get out of my fucking club. So I just retweeted it with hashtag calm takes. And then he lost his mind again after the Wolves defeat. And he's saying the usual overpaid, blah, 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 blah. The people will actually get just mentioning me and putting hashtag calm takes now. So it is be a good little dig as well.
Yeah, so Arsenal obviously back in two defeats.
Knows about that.
I do.
Yeah.
And I was just curious because I was watching Arsenal Fan TV, as I do after a good defeat. And I noticed that the...
What did you see? I didn't see any of it.
Who did I see?
Was it just calm takes, reasonable takes?
Yeah, pretty reasonable calm. But what's interesting is it was... Before it was Wenger. He's the problem. He's a dinosaur, whatever it is. And now he's gone. They've just moved on to whoever was there when Wenger was there. Right. So it's the owner, Kroenke. Fine. It's X, Y, and Z. Whoever it is, whoever was there, it's the players that played under Wenger. Eventually, they're going to get a point where they're going to run out of people because all the players have been recycled. And the owners will be different. And because this is the way football goes, you win some, you lose some. Some seasons are not so good. Some seasons are better than others. They'll run out of excuses. And just realise that what they're experiencing is football.
Yeah.
And it's similar for everybody. And there isn't some sort of global mismanagement that's happening at Arsenal that affects everything that's happening on the pitch.
Yeah. I'm intrigued.
That's a calm take.
That is a calm take, yeah. I still think Arsenal, they're in profit already, Arsenal, because they've got more points than they got last year.
Yeah, it's progress. It's progress. And losing to Wolves, that's true. Well done.
I'm getting my own bit.
And losing to Wolves is obviously, like I've said many, many times, at Molineux, when you're a top six side and you've got to push the game as those bigger sides do, Wolves just know how to break them apart.
Their record against the top six sides is insane. And in comparison to their results against the bottom six, it really shows. We saw it on the Optostats on the kickoff last night, with the average position of them. Wolves were 3-0 up, and say that's a football pitch. They were, isn't she beautiful? Wolves players were all in their own half, and the Arsenal players were all in the Wolves, in the opposition's half.
Yeah, yeah.
Yet they were 3-0 down, and it's because there's all that space for Jota and Jimenez to go into.
And they've got the ball-playing midfielders to exploit it.
Yeah.
The problem is it's different. There's two types of games that you have to play in the Premier League, and one of them is breaking down stubborn defences, which is so difficult.
That's the next stage Leicester as well. Leicester's the same thing. I think Brendan Rodgers said that. He wants to put in a sort of way of playing that allows them to beat those teams that go, okay, yeah, you are a bit too good for us. We're going to be careful. Let's talk about Man United, Man City. Yeah, Tanvir. I'll kick off with a calm take and then you can jump in. Calm take. Okay. Man United were really unlucky last night.
Yeah. Lingard had two tap-ins that he's missed. Lukaku could have scored a goal. We could have won the game if we'd have played the same as we were doing in the first half, but we just didn't really keep up momentum and stuff. And they played much better in the second half because they were very sloppy early on and stuff as well.
Also, but I think Man United forced that sloppiness because of the pace you were playing at. They outran Man City in the first half. And that's a difficult thing to keep up. But I think Solskjaer went out there, got them to show a bit of attitude and will to win, which they've been lacking massively. And it had a positive impact. But playing that way against a team as good as City, it's hard to sustain for 90 minutes. But they were much improved, United.
Yeah, that's what it's... I felt like... I've seen the Roy Keane statements. I think Gary Neville's far much more on the money with it.
What's Roy Keane's statements?
Roy Keane's basically saying that, it's a disgrace, all this stuff. Pogba doesn't believe a word he says. Fred's a disgrace, blah, blah, blah. And then Gary Neville's basically going, that's Fred. He is rubbish. He's been rubbish all season. Honestly, Roy, I've been watching it all season. He's been rubbish all season. The thing, going back to them being unlucky, I'm getting a bit tired of the hypocrisy of the comments on Man United. Is it a bad squad or not? Because if it's a bad squad, then in a game against Man City, the strategy has to be playing on the counter-attack, working really, really hard and needing a little bit of luck to get a result.
Yeah.
So if you take that into that game, if that's an understanding, if you rub out the name Manchester United and you call that team Leicester City, the way they played first half, you go, well done. They worked hard. They should have been far better on the counter-attack, but I think the reason for that was, one, something's wrong with Lingard last night. I don't know if he's still got a problem with the groin or whatever. He didn't really want to sprint. He didn't really want to get the ball on the half turn, which he's known for being better at than he was. That's the worst game I've seen Lingard play.
Right.
But they got the ball in good areas and counter-attacked. And because confidence was low, I think that the final ball after that was quite poor. But they got through that first half, apart from one chance for Sterling, pretty comfortably. Then you go into the second half, and let's remember what everyone's been talking about for the last few days, is United aren't fit enough. Solskjaer said this in himself, United aren't fit enough. He said, I can't wait to get a proper pre-season with this team. They run the third least in the league, Man United. So what's going to happen? They've wanted a reaction from the Everton game. So you saw in the first half, they were on the front foot. They did have a low block, but they were pressing, they were working hard, and then they were counter-attacking as quick as they could.
Yeah.
So second half, you're going to tire a little bit. So you need a little bit of luck. But also the context of the game is massive as well. So the goal, everyone's going, oh, Man City came out and they were incredible. They were a little bit better for 10 minutes, but they got a goal. And the goal, I know it sounds so obvious, but goals do change games. And both those goals are huge individual errors. The first one, Luke Shaw, as soon as he sees the ball being passed to Silva, Luke Shaw's got to go to the ball. And if that's a fitness thing or what, I don't know, but that's a really basic, simple error. But even beyond that, De Gea needs to save the first one. Has to.
Yeah,
has to save the first one. Yeah. And then actually, if you watch it, the 5 minutes after that, Man United, why are you smiling?
I'm just listening to you. I just love it. You're so passionate about this.
No, because I like fairness. And it annoys me. It annoys me because as soon as it's 1-0, you see everyone go, oh, we're shit, aren't we? Yeah, oh, God, yeah, we are shit. Whereas like the belief's like gone, like straight away. But the 5 minutes after that, they came in out of the go and had an amazing chance, and Lingard misses from 3 yards out.
Yeah.
So instead of it being 0-0 or 1-1, it's 1-0, and then Man United have got to change their whole strategy against a team that they know are better than them.
Yeah.
It leaves gaps. They're going for it. And then the second goal is disgraceful goalkeeping.
He's having a bit of a...
It wasn't his best game at all.
So you get to 70 minutes, they're 2-0 down, and Man United are a disgrace.
Yeah.
The facts are, it should be 0-0. It should be 0-0. And if it is 0-0 after 70 minutes, you go, oh, what a reaction.
Yeah.
I feel like people are so quick to... I think you've got to really judge it on the performance of it and those key moments and understand that key moments go your way or don't.
Yeah, absolutely. They can define seasons at times, but people don't look at games on their own. They look at the entire...
Because we're not getting anywhere. I've got to live in this world and talk to people about football all the time.
Yeah.
And no one's just having a normal conversation.
No.
It's doing my head in.
Yeah, but it's... Yeah, you're right. It's everywhere. It's kind of reactive... It's less reactive to the moment, but reactive to the narrative going into the game.
Mm.
Like, if they'd won 12 on the bounce and then played that exact same game against Man City, they'd have a completely different...
They'd say that they were unlucky.
Yeah.
Going back to the start of the kickoff yesterday, this was another thing. I can't remember who said it. But they started talking about the Man United team. Go look at the spine of that Man City team and how they've been around for ages. You're yawning a lot.
Am I?
Yeah.
Cheers for bringing it up. I'm trying to stifle it, but
I love... There's nothing funnier than someone trying to hold in a yawn because like that. So good.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Just. I mean, it's not going to change the podcast. Just let me yawn if you want.
Yeah. Okay. Well. They're talking about the spine of the Man City team, and saying how good that is. Like, and the other thing with the spine of a team is important. Fine. But if you've got all of that beauty around the spine, they're going to be fine and look better, aren't
they? Yeah, there's only a point in talking about the spine if the rest of it's shit, because you've got to go, look, but they've got a good spine.
Yeah.
They've got a good English spine.
Yeah.
So and that's what's going to keep getting through. That's why they're going to stay up, because they've got that spine. Look, they've won the league because they've got a spine and all of the brilliant flesh around it.
Yeah, that's it.
They've got a spine and a great arse and big tits.
Yeah, exactly. We're forgetting the
flesh. Who gives a fuck about the spine?
Yeah, we're forgetting the flesh of the team. And yeah, and because with Man United, you go.
And they've got a big fucking head as well, with Pep Guardiola.
Got a massive head. Pep Guardiola's brain.
Yeah.
and they've got the money, which is essentially one of those limitless pills.
Yeah.
And they know everything. But look at the Man United spine. Yeah. They're one player off having an amazing spine. De Gea's in terrible form.
Okay, but he's still a great goalkeeper.
You know he's a good goalkeeper. As woeful as he was yesterday. Centre backs, you need a centre back.
Yeah, Smalling Jones, not part of a great
squad. No, Small. I don't know how he's played so many games for Man United. Maybe I'm. Let me
know.
Was he all right?
We've just been unlucky with injuries and stuff, and like.
You can't blame Smalling's incomplete performance in his career as luck.
No, we know. We all know he's bad, but there's nothing we can really do about it.
I don't think he's bad. I think he's limited.
That's a nice calm take, isn't it?
What?
We all know that Smalling is garbage, but what are we supposed to do about it?
Ashley Young, he's fucking dreadful every single game. He made like 6 mistakes in the opening 10 minutes, but there's nothing I can do about it. So I've just got to watch through it.
It's so true. That's such a healthy way.
I was having the same debate about Man City fans and the predicament they're in.
Predicament?
Yeah, well, it's a nice predicament.
Right. It's quite lovely.
Everyone's talking about Man City and how their fans are rubbish. Their fans are rubbish because Man City have spent loads of money and are winning everything, and so there's nothing for them to get angry about or overly passionate about because they know it's generally going to be all right the next 10 years.
Yeah.
If you're a Man City fan and you were a Man City fan in the Division 2 days, first of all, I think you'd be like, look, this is wicked, and I'm going to continue to enjoy this, and you can get as angry as you want because we're going to win everything forever.
Yeah,
but it's not like being a QPR fan. People go, "Oh, you spent all that money, didn't you?" That's not me. I didn't do that. I just sat there and watched us lose.
It's not come out of your pocket.
Yeah, I just sat there and watched us lose and get embarrassed. So the other side of it for a Man City fan is, you know, you don't ask for the flags.
Yeah.
You don't ask for the clapper things.
You didn't ask some like Arab trillionaire to come and buy a club. I didn't ask for this, it happened. Yeah. I've got to watch what you want me to stop watching.
You've got to get on with it.
And do you know what else I think is funny? Is Man City fans that follow them in League One are more of a fan than they are now, even though for them, they've just watched their team get better. Do you know what I'm saying? In the eyes of football, you were a proper fan. No, you've done nothing but support your football club, and now you're less of a fan.
Yeah, that's it. And I made the big mistake. We joke about it, like when I did that tweet about the Wigan end at the QPR game because there weren't enough people there.
Yeah,
and you were absolutely right. Because it's outrageous for me to go, there's not enough of you. Well, I'm here.
Why are you digging me out?
Yeah, exactly.
You're taking a photo of me and I've come down for Wigan.
But do you know what I love about, I was reading something about Man City fans and how they are so chilled with it. There's a song that they've got. It goes, "We've been to Rotterdam and Monaco, Napoli and Rome." But the next line is like, "We still can't fill out the Etihad. Etihad at home." Like, they sing that song themselves. So they've got an understanding of like, okay, we're in a stadium that we thought we were going to be able to fill easily, but we don't always do it right now because there's a difference between the club that it was and the club that it's still sort of naturally getting to. Yeah. You have the same problems at Chelsea as well.
Yeah, and also you've got to remember it's in Manchester as well. It's like, you're always going to get tourists coming to watch football in London, because they're in London.
Yeah,
no one goes to Manchester by choice. They just sort of end up there.
Just end up there.
Am I messing up the running order by asking you whether or not Man City are now going to win the league?
Are Man City now going to win the league?
There's 3 games left.
Do you know what I like? I like the fact that you look at the final fixtures for both of the teams, and there's that natural arrogance sort of seven games in, you go, oh, well, if Liverpool beat blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
then they've got, so they have Huddersfield, Newcastle, Wolves. And so that's guaranteed wins from a distance. But then when they get a little bit closer, people start to get nervous. Well, you know, Newcastle, they've got Benitez, so they'll be organised. Or Wolves have got a great record against the top six, so that's going to be a harder game. Or even Huddersfield.
I mean, yeah, they're all...
Surely.
No chance, but...
I think there's a twist left. I do think there's a twist left.
Do you know what's absolutely crazy? Liverpool could win the league, become runner-up with 97 points.
Yeah.
That just shows how... That's a mental... I don't... There wouldn't be a league in history that 97 points don't win your league.
No. And just, Boovy said it yesterday, Man City will have, if they win the league this year, they'll have won the last, in the last two seasons, they'll have 198 points. Yeah. 37 will keep you up in the league. Just to put that in the context. That's so they insane.
They could play four seasons and never get relegated. Based on those.
Yeah. I think, so Man City have still got to play Burnley this weekend, then Leicester, then Brighton. But that was the point I was going to get to, is Leicester are a kind of, I think they're an exciting team. I think Brendan Rodgers will have them up for that game, and I think that they could do something there. Burnley, people think, have got a chance now because of the shithousery of earlier in the week away at Chelsea, which is true, but... You still would expect Man City to do something. Mm. And then Brighton, which you from a distance again would go, well, that's easy. They've only got 9 points since the turn of the year.
They are shit.
They are shit, but they are fighting for their lives.
They're fighting for their lives. There's zero chance that Man City don't beat them.
There's zero chance?
Zero.
Well, that's not true, is it?
Well, yeah, it is true.
They nearly got draw of you.
Ooh.
They did, didn't they?
I literally watched the game, which is why I'm saying it. Did you watch it?
But you weren't. No, I didn't. But you weren't.
They were.
When did you score?
They are shit. 88 minutes.
So they were 3 minutes away from getting a draw.
Man City is so much better than us. Yes. And we killed them. They were so shit.
Let's do it. So, what was it like having Vincent Janssen back on the pitch?
Fuck me. Like that's when you know a summer transfer window could have been a bit better. When we were relying on that absolute.
Egg.
Peace.
Egg.
Honestly, the worst footballer I've ever seen. Ever.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
He wouldn't even get in Brighton's side. Glenn Murray is better than him. Much better.
He's a great goal scorer.
What was it like? It felt like nothing at all. But we needed a game. We needed a striker and literally he was our only forward player because we've got no one left.
Still number nine, isn't he? Or number 10?
Nine, I think. Yeah. Actually, no, I don't know if he is now because he literally wasn't given a squad number. He wasn't allowed to play for the first half of the season.
All right.
We'd rather fill our squad with youth team players than have that.
So talk about your anger of Brighton.
I'm just sick to death. Like, and don't give me the bullshit about what are they supposed to do. They're not you. Like Brighton, Burnley can just fuck off. Like if they could get relegated now, I'd swap them out with anyone else down there.
What, so that you can have an easier win?
No, there's a way to play. You're going to a game to be entertained. We watch football because we want to be entertained. It's an entertainment sport. It's about watching football played in the beautiful way, the way that the game was intended to be. Not sticking 10 cloggers in the box and refusing to come out. And while I think, you know, I understand it, they want to stay in the Premier League. You don't fucking deserve to be here. If you're going to be a small-minded tin pot little club, then go and play in a small tin pot league like the Championship. So.
You see the hurt in his face.
I'm embarrassed for you.
Listen. There's clubs that could come up and play better and do better than they are and they deserve a chance in the league. Norwich will come up. Leeds will come up and play football. Burnley are shithousing the Premier League.
Burnley are, for this team that is shithousing it, since the turn of the year, they would be fifth in the league.
Don't care. They shouldn't be.
Above Spurs.
Don't care.
Above Spurs. Isn't it about points?
No.
Isn't it about...
No,
winning games?
No, it's about coming into it and at least fucking giving it a go. Like Bournemouth do. Do you think they're up. Wolves, come up, do it. You don't have to play that way. Stoke came up and changed the way they played. Now they're down.
They were up for years.
I'm saying you don't.
Playing,
you don't.
And actually, it was only when they started to actually try and play football that they went down.
And you know what else pissed me off? Jamie Redknapp after the game went, they deserved a point. They didn't fucking deserve a point. They deserved nothing. They came and they defended well. Any team, any professional defenders can go, and if they're allowed to, just sit in the box and defend well. They didn't defend well. They crowded the box.
I think I go back to the wider issue of the gap between the haves and the have-nots.
Good. That's it the should problem. Be that way, because we play football and they don't.
No, no, no.
So you we play, should get all the money football, and they shouldn't.
No, you play football because you've got all the money.
Good.
And so you buy the best players. Yeah. That's how it works.
You had all the money, right, you buy the best players, and it doesn't always work out.
No, look at this gap, right? Spurs, Burnley. No, not even Burnley, let's have Brighton, right?
Yeah.
Okay? Brighton. Right.
Yeah.
Wolves. Okay? Yeah. You're talking about.
Yeah.
Less of a gap. Yeah. Brighton will not play the same way that they played against Spurs that they will against Wolves. Because there's less of a gap, they've got more of a chance, they'll give it a go.
They won't.
The gap is so big that they're and it is anti-football, it is minging to watch.
We're looking
that is why the Championship is a far better league to watch, because both teams have a go at it.
Yeah, that's true. Wolves have not played that. They've gone and beaten the best sides in the league, playing the right way. It's only the shithouse teams that are fucking Wolves season up.
Yeah, but they don't owe anyone anything.
I know.
You played that way against Man City.
What
defended against Man City for your life.
No, I've never seen another football team play like Brighton. Certainly not Spurs.
You went to stop Man City.
Have any issue with a team trying to stop the other one from playing. Mm. But at least come out of your half once in 90 minutes. At least give it a go. Try and score a goal. Brighton fans have come up to watch that shit in midweek. Spent huge amounts of money to watch shit. And it wasn't even that.
It's,
like,
it's suicide, though.
No, it's not suicide. If you have a manager,
you've got the players.
If you have, well, look, that's a different question. Because whose fault is that? Houghton and the owners of the football club haven't put them in a position where they can play football. So they should be gone. But they should bring in someone like Wolves, progressive, adventurous, who play football in the right way.
Wolves spent a lot more money than Brighton.
Brighton could have done. They're in the same sort of situation. They've both got lots of money.
Wolves got a lot more money.
How have Wolves got more money than Brighton when Brighton have been in the Premier League?
Because they're owner. They've got Chinese owners.
They've got to spend within financial fair play. So it's not like
and they've got a Mendes who can go to Jao Martinho. Fancy coming here? Where is here? Wolves.
It's a failing.
they've got a Portuguese cafe. Come on then.
Failing the club's name. They're failing their fans. And worse of all, they're failing football. Fuck off. Brighton, fuck off. Burnley can fuck off. The sooner Burnley are out of this league, the better. For everybody. They don't spend any money anyways. There's no point in them even being. It's not like they're going out spunking loads of money.
Football's not about spending money.
I know. I'm just saying, if you're not going to spend it.
You literally just said that.
My point is, if you're not going to spend your money, Burnley, if you're going to keep playing peanuts to these players, and not speculate a bit and try and become something different, something aspirational for the kids to look at.
Oh my God. Flav walks home going, well, what about the kids?
No.
Fuck off.
If I'm a kid in Burnley, I'm looking at them going, yeah, I'm just going to work hard. Mm. I can expect nothing else in my life than going down the fucking mines and working hard.
Yeah.
Because that's Burnley Football Club, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's what a working man's club. No, go and spunk some money on Bojan. Or some other sort of foreign footballer who's going to add a little bit of class.
Hey up, lad. Yeah. I was footy. Yeah. I was the footy. It was great, Dad. It was great. I put in four blocks.
Yeah.
I got in four blocks and kicked ball far away.
Yeah.
Well done, son. Let's get you a pint of Guinness when we go home.
Yeah. In Burnley, if you want to be a forward, you're like, oh, you're a flash prick. Yeah. I'm a goal scorer. Fuck off.
Yeah.
All sons, all dads in Burnley, you just want a centre back for a son.
Yeah. And so all the youth teams are just centre backs. Yeah. But it suits the style of play of the club, yeah. So it's fine.
Yeah. Even like Chris Wood was a centre back to start with.
Yeah.
Got to be. I'm only.
Tarkowski was a striker.
Was he? Yeah. All right. I'm obviously understand the way Burnley play, and I understand the way Brighton play. I really do. I just think there's a better way. There's a better way. I think there are other ways to win and get the points you needed other than than defending for your life every game.
Yeah.
And it's just frustrating to watch. But I do.
I get what you're saying.
It's easy for me to say in my ivory tower.
Yeah.
But I'm fucking never getting down.
That's why I always kind of, I think sometimes people over concentrate on the standard of stuff. Because actually what's more important is, so it's like a boxing match, regardless of the standard, if it's two guys going at it, it's entertaining.
Yeah.
And that's what everyone's so quick to turn their nose down at the championship. But it is really entertaining because both teams give it a go.
I don't think I think the championship gets a lot of props. Everyone says what a great league is.
But everyone's like, every Premier League fan does the like pretentious patronising thing. Yeah. But you do, but it's a fact. But I tell you what, if you're in a pub and I did it.
You up. I don't do it.
No, I know. But everyone does it.
Like, I literally don't care about it.
Can't take. If you're in a pub, this happens to me. If you're in a pub, I can't remember. I think it was a Man United game. Man United playing someone, and I think it was Sheffield Wednesday, Forest.
Yeah.
And I could see both screens. One, the ball's going like that. Like, it's, you know, it's end to end stuff. Yeah. The other one, it's just like, sideways pass. It's fucking boring.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Often the better a team gets.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The more boring they become. Mm. Like, do you remember Barcelona and Tiki-Taka?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Great start. No?
What?
Overpass, did they?
It's boring.
That's another example of, like, it's levels, isn't it? Because the opposition, one, they can't get hold of the ball.
Yeah.
But two, they can't go head-to-head with them, so they're just defending for their lives.
Yeah, but also, yeah, it's true. They were just, it was boring. Like, I'd rather watch Burnley or Brighton than the tiki-taka Barcelona.
What a statement.
What have you, what do you think about Liverpool's chances of getting past Barcelona? Because they had nearly had everything, Liverpool, and they could.
Well, here's another calm take for you. If Liverpool get to 97 points.
Yes.
And win the Champions League.
Oh, that's a great season.
They've had a better season than Man City.
It's about where you start from.
Is that going to take?
That's cool.
Just about.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Because
you're on the edge.
It's like, everyone's concentrating on Liverpool in the league because they haven't done it in 28 years, but...
And that's despite Man City doing the domestic treble.
Unfortunately for City and City fans, not that they give a shit, is that they never get the credit that they're due because of how they've achieved it. With Liverpool, coming from the starting position that they had, so far behind Man City last year, to get to 97 points and not win the league is a crying shame. And if they then win the Champions League as well, that's a fucking fantastic season.
Is it a better season than Man City doing the domestic treble, but only having 1 point more? Let us know in the comments below.
Oh, man.
It's a good one,
Yeah, it is a good one. On paper, no, but I think Liverpool fans will be happy with that. I know they desperately want the league.
That's not what I asked.
I know. I don't know how to answer it. I don't know.
What would you say? Man City win the domestic treble.
You've got to say Man City. It's three trophies compared to one. But the problem is, and this is where the narrative is Man City are desperate for the Champions League, Liverpool are desperate for the league. I think if you said to one or the other, well, you have that and we have that, they probably have taken it. But the fact is the likelihood is that Man City are going to win the league, and the likelihood is that Liverpool will be in a situation, they've got a chance of being in the exact same situation as they were last year, and that something that they've already won. So they want that league title, don't they? They want to catch United.
Yeah.
That's what they really want. Yeah, yeah. They've won the Champions League, fuck knows, well, the European Cup about five times, haven't they?
Yeah.
So, yeah, yeah. You know, and then won the league in ages.
True. City.
Do they get past Barcelona, though? Messi is firing. But you're set up for that massive game.
That's a wicked game.
And obviously, if Spurs get past Ajax, I can't think of anything worse than playing Liverpool in the final. I mean, there's things worse. You've got to be there. But
Arsenal.
Yeah, that's what
I said. Save that for the Super Cup.
Yeah.
Come in.
I don't.
Spurs Arsenal Super Cup.
I don't.
Just get this can't take out. City till I die said everyone should just calm their farm about City. So much hate on us because of how much we spend. It gets annoying. Oh, money sorry. Doesn't play football.
Sorry, it's annoying, does it?
Money doesn't play football. People do. It's always 11v11 and anything can happen.
Oh, shut
Hashtag
up.
Hashtag calm take.
That's just shut up. Who is that? What's his name?
Sitter.
Shut
that.
Your mouth, Sitter.
You don't get to make a calm
You, like unfortunately, it's not your fault. Well, it might be your fault if you chose to support them since they got the money. But unfortunately, you're just going to have to bend over and take it until the end of days.
Interesting. PFA Team of the Year. Let's have a go through it.
Okay.
Hang on. Joe, I'm just going to get up on
just.
On
I just want to ask you one question.
Yep.
Is Moussa Sissoko in it?
You're about to find out.
Okay.
Who? Is there anyone that you think might be in there that really shouldn't be in there as a general guess?
I guess someone like any Man United player.
Interesting.
Anyone.
Okay. So it's a 4-3-3 formation. The team's just come out. So in goal.
Rashford's not in, is he?
In goal. Who would you put in goal? So the obvious two, Edison or Alisson. Who would you pick?
I'd probably have Edison.
Because?
It's hard to divide, but he's probably made less mistakes.
Yeah, so that's a good argument, which ultimately wins out, I think. Although you could say that Alisson has kind of taken him up a level. Liverpool more so than Man City have done, but that's probably just because Man City team's great.
Yeah,
Edison is the Perfect. Winner of the goalkeeper position. In the back four, Trent Alexander-Arnold.
That's fair.
Totally fair for me.
Yeah, Robertson left back.
Robertson is left back, correct. Virgil van Dijk's made it in there.
Yep.
That's very surprising.
I would have gone for Mustafi. and Laporte.
Yeah,
Man City
he's,
as well.
He's been great. Can't argue about. I mean, there are arguments for other people, but fair enough.
Yeah,
with like Wan-Bissaka in there.
Wan-Bissaka over Trent, maybe.
Yeah,
he's been your player of the year.
He's like a lot. People are starting to switch on to Wan-Bissaka. One day, everybody will
get
recognise
him. Yeah.
He should walk the streets like a god.
Yes, absolutely.
I saw a form table for like players under 21, and he was actually in there for top of the world.
Wow,
Wan-Bissaka. Really?
Yeah. He fell off a bit towards the end of the season, so he would have been at like an 8 or a 9. And I think he's on like a 7 at the moment on form. But
the headline I want to hear in the summer is Tottenham raid Palace.
Apparently, Palace, Clinton Morrison says Chelsea want Wan-Bissaka. And I think Man United want him as well.
Pretty much anyone wants Wan-Bissaka.
I wouldn't imagine why he'd want to go there over Spurs. Either of those. Smaller.
You've got to be in for him though, haven't you? You've got enough right backs, haven't you?
We need to get rid of them all. They're all shit.
That's really
Trippier.
What?
What do you think about Trippier?
I think he's great. I think he's a really smart right back.
No, he's dog shit.
I think he'll turn 32 and then it'll be crap, like Gary Neville.
For now,
he's great.
Talk to any Spurs player about whether they like Trippier.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. England World Cup.
People live off the fact that he can hit free.
I thought he was great against Sterling in the home game at the Champions League.
Just my thought.
Fair enough.
Okay, midfield. Interesting.
Is Zaha in it?
No.
Should be.
There's three midfielders here. Fernandinho.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Could be out for the rest of the season. That'd be interesting. Bernardo Silva.
Right.
So underrated. So underrated, Bernardo Silva. He's so good.
Bernardo Silva, he's
plays a different position
in midfield. Well. He's more of a forward,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, but it's often the way, isn't it, with these teams are trying to get attacking players in there.
Yeah, but they shouldn't.
There you go.
Mr. Paul Pogba has made it in the team of the year this year.
What?
I don't know why you're saying what like that. Like, at Man United, he's levels above every single player on the pitch. He's taken most of our penalties, which is why his goals are so high.
16 goals, 13 assists.
He's involved in so many assists. Numbers would be so much higher if everyone else could just finish what he's starting off with stuff as well.
Those are good numbers.
Mm.
I'm surprised by that, to be honest. But then it is easy to get caught up in the storm that was Man United this season, the Mourinho debacle, Solskjaer coming in and being very good and then garbage.
I saw his rankings in terms of like passing, shooting, everything.
Yeah.
For Man United, he is number one.
Is
he's
he?
Ranked number one.
Even when he has an average game, it's a good game for a different player.
Okay. You've convinced me. And whoever done this list is going to know more about football than me.
It's unfortunate for him that it's, you know, this comes out the day after the Man City game, which I thought he actually tried to step up at different times and get on the ball yesterday. So I'll give you that, Paul.
All right, who's up top?
And up top we've got Raheem Sterling.
Yes.
Aguero.
Yep.
And Sadio Mane. No Mohamed Salah.
Well, he hasn't been one of the best three forwards, so it's fine. Mane's probably had a better season.
Interesting.
It's good.
Very, very,
That is a good side.
It is a good side.
Mm. Only one player in there that's not Liverpool and City.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it?
Well, but they've both been like so head and shoulders above everyone. And it's only Paul.
Still to come, disappointing headlines, footballers' wangs and Flames' advice. But get your bits out for the lads very quickly. Will Otterson.
Have you ever sung that?
Get your bits out for
get
the lads.
Get your tits out for the lads.
People have sung it at me.
What?
At you?
Yeah, because I've got...
Man boobies.
Yeah, on occasion. Will Otterson said this.
It's quite sad.
It really is. This should be a new bit. Flav's weekly enthusiasm ratings. Last week, gave us enthusiasm for the fixtures.
Did you think that was good?
Well, let's see if people like it. They might not like it.
Can I do it like out of 10?
Okay, well, right, our blood percentage was quite good, I thought.
Do you prefer Brian?
Yeah,
that's
right, if that's okay.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it's obviously you're doing it. Liverpool Huddersfield?
13%.
Mm. Spurs West Ham?
I say 87.
Crystal Palace Everton?
Well, 52%, because Zaha and Wan-Bissaka's playing.
Right. Fulham Cardiff?
Jesus. Like zero.
Such a big game.
For who?
For Cardiff.
Why?
Because they can still stay up.
So what?
Right. Southampton, Bournemouth.
I don't know. 20%.
Watford Wolves.
I don't even know all the results of last week's games.
Watford. What was it? It was
at this stage of the season. Nothing matters, does it? You know what you're playing for. It's everyone else. They should just if there are games involving teams that have nothing to play for, just say you don't have to play.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like if you
send them on holiday.
Yeah, Bournemouth. Was it Bournemouth and Southampton? Was it?
What, last week?
No, this week. You just said Bournemouth.
Southampton, Bournemouth.
Southampton ain't going down. Bournemouth ain't going down. Just don't play.
Yeah.
Just don't waste everyone's time.
What was the one last week? I think you said. I think it might have been Newcastle, Southampton.
Yeah.
You said I will never. No. What was it? It was Huddersfield. Huddersfield, Watford. I'll never know the score of that game.
I don't know the score of that. Was it? Did Watford win?
Watford 1-2-1.
Right.
Wolves. Yeah. Watford.
And people saying, oh, how can you work in football media? I don't anymore.
I literally don't.
What?
You do.
I don't.
You do.
How do I?
What's your job?
I make a podcast.
What kind of podcast?
A Spurs podcast. It's not a football podcast, is it?
It's a football team.
It's about football.
Talk about football.
And it's all a. It's
when
all
when
a
I'm on the kickoff, am I there because of my football knowledge? I'm there because I know you.
Yeah.
And me and Brian get on.
Yeah.
That's why I'm there.
That's true.
Let's all just be honest.
Very fortunate. You've escaped through the cracks there. Good
What is bizarre is there's people out there who know so much more about football than me, and they're just thinking I could fucking do his job.
They ain't got the charisma, mate.
Well, that's it. That's what gets you past the post, mate. Mm. You know, you might know a lot about birds, But some other people out there are close, and I don't know what I'm coming.
Yeah. I heard you say burp. Right. I was like, what?
That was a bit we tried and will not try again. But
yeah.
Nice try.
Yeah,
let's know other bits.
That's a shit bit.
Last week we were working on our team of the decade, centre backs. The centre backs that have been chosen.
Doing that as well. What?
We are still doing it, mate. We do the podcast every week, and we've got to talk about something.
who have we got so far?
So far we have. Who's our goalie? De Gea's in goal.
Team of the decade, isn't it?
De Gea was in goal.
Ashley Cole's left back. Right back was Gary Neville.
I can't remember. I cannot even remember. But we press on. The centre backs. Yeah, Ashley Cole, I think, won left back.
Yeah.
Centre backs. Companies.
Oh, hang on. No, it was Seamus.
I thought you guys did as well.
How many people?
I had so many people like messaging me on Instagram and Twitter like sack Tanvir, and I was just like,
was you a bit confused when you first
to start off with? Yeah,
he was like, what's
I was
going
like,
on?
Well, it's obviously you two have done something on the pod because it was a Thursday when they all started coming in.
God bless every single one of you who made the
effort. Yeah, well done. Centre backs, Company's gone in with 65% of the vote.
Yes,
you said Cahill wouldn't even get a single vote. Got 14%.
Right,
not as much as your boy. You like to call him Toby.
Alderweireld.
The rest of the world calls him Alderweireld. He got 16%, Wes Morgan 4%.
So it's the Alderweireld and Company?
Are our centre-backs of the decade, yes. Congratulations to both. This week we move into centre midfield. I go through the PFA teams of the year. The centre midfielders were, in order, Fabregas and Fletcher. Fletcher was in the team of the year. Yep.
When?
2010,
11. Wow, got him.
Nasri and Wilshere. Yaya Toure and Scott Parker.
Ooh.
Juan Mata and Michael Carrick. Steven Gerrard and Yaya Toure. For some reason I've got Nemanja Matic there. It's weird. Kante and Dele Alli. Dele Alli.
Dele Alli.
They won it back-to-back years, those two. Ooh. And Eriksen and De Bruyne won it last season. So, nominees that are definitely in there because they've been in the PFA Team of the Year twice are... Toure,
yep.
Kante,
yep.
And Dele Alli. We can have one more each out of the names that were discussed there, that were revealed to you there.
I would say only just in terms of pure quality, De Bruyne needs to be. I think he's. David Silva's not there.
No. I think the thing is that there's team changed into like a 4-3-3, so I'm going to put. I'll probably put him in the wingers.
Right.
Later down
the line. My pick's De Bruyne.
De Bruyne is a nominee. I'm going to go with... Who's in it? You could put Fernandinho in it, couldn't you?
Kante?
Kante's in there. I'm going to put Fabregas in.
He was
and
really...
I fucking hate Fabregas.
But he was good.
Steven Gerrard.
Gerrard's
not there.
Wasn't his decade. This wasn't his decade for me.
I suppose.
The decade before was his decade. Oh, yeah. So there are the nominees. Tanvir's definitely got the poll card right.
But so Gerrard weren't killing it in like 2010, 11, 12?
Gerrard, he was in one team of the year, like right in the middle. But for me, I don't know. When I look at those names, who's the best? I think Fabregas probably.
Okay.
Although he probably spent a bit of time in Barcelona. It's not important, really. Disappointing headlines. First one comes from Sky Sports Premier League. The FA will award non-alcoholic champagne to the winners of all future FA competitions in a bid to be as inclusive as possible. Thoughts?
Why haven't they got something better to think about? Like, if they're not, they don't drink alcohol, I've got no thoughts about that. Sorry.
Are you slightly disappointed by it, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
It's just pathetic, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, I get about being inclusive if someone is gay. Or if someone is a woman or a different ethnicity.
Sure.
Yeah, you wouldn't necessarily give it to Mo Salah because it's against his religion to drink. Is that what they got talking about?
I guess so.
I thought it was just in case the bloke didn't drink alcohol.
Yeah.
It's just like, in the end of the world, it isn't offensive to do it. It's just a gesture, well done. And they don't even give them. In the Premier League, they give a little fucking brick now.
That's true. I also think it's just overthinking it. You're overthinking it, guys.
Yeah.
Everyone, just calm down.
Mate,
and even Salah, he can still enjoy the old pop and spray. He doesn't have to drink it.
Yeah.
He's not offended by alcohol, is he? Is he?
I don't know.
Everyone loves champagne.
Exactly.
Champagne.
Tanvir, on a weekend basis, is popping bottles because he is. just a big dog.
On a weekend basis, it's just every day.
So you know, you as a Muslim.
Yeah, but I'm not really about any of that anymore.
No, I know, I understand that you've changed, but what is it offensive to have alcohol around?
If it's like, so I think it was Salah who, I don't know who it was, someone turned down like a shirt sponsor that had like alcohol and stuff all over it. Something like that, where you say it's like part of your image.
That was Wonga.
Wonga, yeah.
Where it's like part of your image, then yeah, probably. But just to receive it as an award, then
chill out.
You don't even need to take it after. You could just leave it on the side. Or whatever.
That's it, man. I think it's about everybody just fucking chill out a little bit. Do you know what I mean? Because if you're really going to go down that road, go all the way.
Everyone's just trying to take offence to anything.
Yeah, like I won't play because there's a beer sponsor in football. Well, hang on, you're happy to benefit off of gambling, but you won't benefit out of alcohol. I won't, you know, if you become principled, as so many people are, but they're only principled to the point where it's okay for them and it doesn't impact their lives. Yeah. Actually being principled is about sacrificing something you want for the principle of it, like being a vegetarian or not wearing fur. You might like the look of fur or leather. You might like the look of leather trainers, but you don't because you don't believe in the cruelty to animals, right? But just to say, well, this part of football, that it doesn't do it for me. Wonga, betting, but this part is fine.
This, yeah, they're just, it's just for like, me, this feels like you're just panicking a bit, Premier League or FA, whoever you are. But I understand. I also understand why everyone's a bit panicky.
Well, I don't understand why they've done it, and I don't understand why it's a story, and I don't understand why we're talking about it.
That's right. It's a perfect disappointing headline. Mm. Here's another very, very quick one. Former footballer Van der Vaart is all set to make his darts championship debut. Don't know if that's good or not. Don't know, disappointed or not.
I mean, yeah. I know it's...
Apparently got into it when he was at Spurs.
Really?
He met this fat darts player, yeah.
That's... I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Well, there's...
Vincent van der Voort.
Van der Voort, yeah. But darts is huge in Holland.
Yeah, they love it. Yeah, they do love
so,
it.
And he looks a bit like a darts player now. He's putting a bit of timber. His hair's going.
He's got that big chain.
Probably got just horrible shirts. He's just bored most of the time, wasn't he? Started playing darts.
Yeah.
Maybe.
For a few hours.
Footballer's wangs can happen to you. Look at me. I saw tells. Occasionally it happens, but you know you got to be strong. Wowee. I thought footballer's wangs may have been dead. But then something like this just flicks up and smacks you in the face. For those of you who haven't seen it, someone must have ripped it and sent it to you.
Can we post it?
No.
What about if we do it in a small block?
No.
Just turn it round, turn the sound off? No.
It's tricky, isn't it?
Just type in Cantona cock.
It's on his Instagram. It's just got on his Instagram.
Didn't he get rid of it though? Because I've got the link here. We'll see if we can go to it. Nope, sorry, this page isn't available. Eric Cantona was then advised to take it down.
I mean, it's all over the place. It's all over.
But describe it. Describe it for the
guy. So you ripped it, didn't you, mate?
Yeah, I've sent it to you.
You sent it to me, so I've got it here. So we can look at it again if we want to.
I do.
Sure. So Eric Cantona decided to put a video onto Instagram.
Yeah.
With no real explanation.
So it's his face.
And it's his face, and then he's holding an iPad below him. And he then...
Pans down.
But it pans down. Go on, you explain it.
And there's a rather athletic torso with an egg on its stomach. No cock.
No.
But there is a cock. It comes out of nowhere when the guy opens his legs.
If it's
and
you.
This massive erect penis comes and smashes the egg on his belly.
Here it is. We're just watch it now. So it pans down. Yeah. And then it's...
He presses it. Yes. Yes. Lovely. Lovely stuff.
He doesn't blink.
Or smile. That is the greatest thing that any ex-sportsman's ever done. Like, incredible, isn't it?
Would you call it art?
I would.
What's he trying to achieve there?
I think he realises his position and how people look at him and what they know him for. And he has decided to post something that challenges all of that.
Right.
Right.
What do you think the penis and egg resemble? Is there a message here that he's trying to get across? I think there is.
I think it's about how masculinity destroys innocence.
I feel like you're...
Wow, that's amazing.
I feel like you're looking into it a bit much because it was before the United City game.
This is it.
I think.
What's Pep Guardiola's head? An egg. What did the penis do to the egg?
Smashed it.
Yeah. What were United going to do to City? They were hoping.
They're fucking to smash it with their dicks.
Yeah. I think Eric was looking for a response here on the day of a Manchester derby, and he wanted something. He wanted to show strength. That, depict that visually, and with this movement of a hard erect penis. Whipping back, breaking an egg. I'm amazed the egg doesn't roll off. Is it in his belly button?
I don't know. Where does the shell go?
Why is the egg so... Yeah, egg's in his belly button, isn't it? Oh, it's in his ripped abs.
Wow.
Great. Imagine if it was just like a hard egg. It just didn't crack.
Yeah. Maybe didn't know whether it was hard or not.
I think that's what Cantona's trying to get across. He's like, look, you've not shown the chutzpah. You've not shown... the drive, and you know, I want to see the blood pumping, and I want you to smash him.
I mean,
I think that's what he's trying to say.
Like, if he'd have tweeted it, like, that's no different from.
Good luck.
Me, like obviously, I'm not Cantona and never have that level of fame. Hope to fucking God. But if I did put like that thing I posted after the United game, with the guy shadow boxing. And he cut across, and one of his mates is looking at him, laughing and wanking off. Like, to me, that's fucking funny. It's not that far removed. He might have just thought, do you know what would be well funny? Because I'm Eric Cantona, if I did this, and they're like, fuck me, that would be well funny. The people would go mental.
He has got previous with dicks, as we all know.
Yeah.
From his latest book. Do you remember his book? Where it was just basically just scribbles.
It's shit, yeah.
It's just scribbles of poorly drawn penises. Very confusing. But I think that's a lot. His imagery and his art comes through penises a lot.
I think he considers himself an artist. And in the art world, that isn't weird.
Yeah, what's that genre called?
What? Shit.
No, but he seems to revolve around dicks. His main inspiration is a penis, it would seem.
Well, penises are really important, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of symbolism around a penis. Mm-hmm. We talk about penises a lot in this pod.
We should just do more.
Three straight men in a room.
Chatting about erect penis, whipping and cracking an egg.
Cracking an egg.
just what let's know your thoughts on what was the meaning behind Eric Cantona's latest Instagram video, and was it a good idea?
It's a great idea.
He could have posted the same thing without his face in it. He could have just posted the video, but he
but
knew,
why
he
not?
Knew he wanted to have his face in it.
Yeah.
What he would do for the video.
Yeah. Can I ask, instead of why would he do it, why wouldn't he? Why not do that? Why not do it?
It's weird.
Yeah,
so what?
It's like exactly. Patrice. It's higher than Patrice ever levels of weird on Instagram.
Yeah. So what? It's just a bit weird. So
it's not good for his brand, is it? His brand is kind of a mysterious, but also
that wasn't mysterious.
That's pretty fucking mysterious.
but it crossed the line a little bit, didn't it?
He doesn't need to give a shit, really. He's got more money than he can ever spend. So like,
I think
it's art, genuinely in the most obvious sense. In the art world, that isn't weird. That would be considered art.
Right.
But we're getting caught up in the fact that it's Eric Cantona.
Yeah. They're probably going to frame that somewhere.
We're the stuck-up people here.
Interesting.
All it is...
I've got that problem.
At the very least, it's very funny.
Yeah, it was really funny.
And at the most, it's quite an interesting thing to do.
Do you know, and importantly, and this is how I'm starting to feel about a lot of things, it's not hurting anyone.
It's harmless. Just everyone, like, I don't.
Did it make you smile when you saw it?
Absolutely.
There we go.
Is anyone outraged by it? This is disgusting.
I think so. Exactly. I'm sure you'll find someone.
I've shown it to everyone.
No one's outraged.
Linking it everywhere.
Anyone outraged?
No.
I showed Fam last night.
Overly positive.
So positive.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
I showed Fam last night. Yeah. She was like, she was confused.
Yeah.
She wasn't upset.
She not seeing a penis that big?
Yeah, she was a little bit.
That's not necessary.
Yeah,
all
right.
Sorry.
Right, into Don't Move updates and Flames advice.
Sorry, Jim.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
You did.
Just someone in the comments said, be careful with your laptop. Don't have rest on your lap because it's going to... It's going to affect your sperm count. Yeah, which I thought was very kind.
Really?
Just looking out for you.
Rory Budge, just checking in. I had to pull out the don't move with my missus last night. It worked. However, when I realised that I'd said what I'd said, I immediately thought of James and Flavenstein laughing.
I love it when I infiltrate a sexual situation through mind. Oh, just a tweet.
Sorry, go on.
Did you see the tweet that we got? I can't find it now. It's kind of tweeted this thing. He goes, he was just. was he in another country or something?
I don't know. He walked across someone having a conversation about it. Don't move.
Yeah, and then I said, don't move, don't move. And he wanted to ask him whether he listened to the podcast, but he just felt a bit embarrassed.
Well, but he knew that it would be that he wouldn't because it's the best podcast you've never heard of.
That's the one.
That was very good. Also, Devang Shah, last week we were singing his praises about him having a just checking in sign. Time is running out. I want it on the highlights. He did it again at the Arsenal game, but I then asked him, did you get it on TV? And he didn't reply.
It's quite
hard.
Suggest.
It is hard, but it can be done.
Yeah.
And also, I think Football League, in the Football League, you can definitely do it. Go stand behind a goal, wait for a goal to happen, and go bash with a massive just checking in sign. It's what I want.
Okay.
Jim, you should just do it yourself.
Yeah. No, but that's the point, is that I don't do it. I get someone else to do it.
You're a bit sort of too grown up, really, as well, aren't you?
Yeah. Flames advice time. James Allen is back. Did you catch up?
Yeah.
No, you didn't. I asked him to catch up on James Allen's advice. We're trying to help people.
It was really long and I got really bored.
Good boy.
Right, James Allen, you will remember, obviously, he's having a tricky time with the date for the social that he's got coming up.
Yeah, so this girl's really
the
like...
semi-formal,
she's like banging. She's banging and she went over to Alaska...
Colorado
to go skiing. I still can't work it because she's going skiing, but she lives in Australia anyway. And then obviously he really likes her. He's texting her while she's over there, but she's leaving him on red. She's never a good sign. Mm. And obviously the excuse is, I've just been busy. You're not too busy if someone you really like is texting you. Mm. No one is. You always make time. Anyway, he's invited her to a formal, whatever that is.
She has said yes to. That's the yes. The thing, the predicament he's in is, do I tell her before this that I really like her to try and move things forward so that the formal can be even more brilliant, or do I risk that and the fact that she might say no, that I don't want to be with you properly, and then he's got to go to the formal with her and it's going to be really awkward.
Hang on a minute, I didn't realise that. Her accepting to go to the formal, isn't that like a nod to say that she likes him? Like, why would she go to the formal with someone that she...
Well, someone said that in the comments, actually. He said, isn't, like, of course she likes him. Like, she said yes to the formal.
Yeah.
But he's scared about talking about it properly, I think, with her. Because he doesn't want...
In which case, my advice changes.
Advice changes?
Well, my advice is, like, it doesn't feel like this is going to happen for you, son. My advice now, if she's accepted to go to the formal... You don't have to tell her your true feelings. You think the first time I met my missus now, I went, I fucking love you. No, I built it up over time to the point where I knew that she felt the same and then said it. Okay. I didn't have to tell her everything. So, what the fuck is he even asking? He's got an opportunity to go to the formal where he's going to be drinking, a few dancing, a little bit of touching. It's perfect. He doesn't have to tell her he's head over heels in love with her. In fact, don't do that. It's terrible advice. Don't ever tell her. Until she's ready to fucking get with you.
Don't ever tell her. Look, what I liked about this was that the thing was, it was a good few weeks before the formal. She was across the pond in Colorado.
Yeah.
He really liked her and he didn't know what to do, if he wanted to kind of move it forward a bit earlier or just hang in there and wait to the formal. Because the problem with that is it puts new pressures on the formal.
No, that's...
But the formal's on the 29th of April.
Yeah, just wait till then.
It's very, very close. That's on Monday.
It'll be fine.
So I'm really excited about the fact that we've got a deadline with this one so we can kind of see the story out properly, right? So we said to him, first, Rory gave first advice about the Instagram, remember?
Yeah.
Live your best life and all that crap.
Yeah.
Which he has been doing and it's made him feel a little bit better, but he hasn't got the ultimate goal, which is his lady friend, okay? But then the other thing was, but she's back now.
Right.
Should he ask her out to do something before that?
No, okay.
No. Wait. Here is the latest update.
Right. James Allen. Okay. Come on, okay. James.
Come on, Jimbo. Hi, guys. Thanks, as always, for the stellar content. Things hadn't been going great. I asked her if she wanted to do something before school starts again on Tuesday. But she was out of town with her family. I didn't feel confident to tell her over text, as I'm unsure as to how I can communicate my feelings for her through text messages.
You should never do that.
Pretty much over the weekend, this is my favourite line. Pretty much over the weekend, I was a solid depresso espresso.
You're concentrating on this way too much.
Until my mate texted me on Sunday with a possible opportunity. His girlfriend was having a party on Saturday night and she was going to be there. He knows how much she means to me and extended me an olive branch. Uh-huh. I can't describe how thankful I am to him. Now I'm just trying to grab the branch. Not only is the party itself 2 days before the formal, but I still don't know what to say, and I'm worried I might bottle it harder than Kevin Keegan's Newcastle side. Any lasting pieces of advice from you would be fantastic, and maybe even a bit of a contribution from Big Dog Tanvir,
Big Dog,
as he's now back from his hiatus. Cheers as always, boys. James. So, important dates to remember here.
Saturday.
Formal on Monday.
Yeah.
Party on Saturday. Yeah.
You've just got, you've got two golden opportunities to build something. It's not like in previous people advice from going, I really like this girl, but I've never spoken to her before and I've got no chance. And we're offering advice like, well, create a party. And then she might turn up and you've fucking got a party to go to. And you've got the formal. The advice is just go in there, play it cool. Don't be needy.
Yeah,
and
can I just say your tone is far too angry.
Well, I don't understand what. Yeah.
Like, the guy's nervous. No, okay? He likes this
that.
Girl.
I understand that. She's already agreed to come to the formal. Yeah. And you're going to be at a party together. Look, I don't understand where the problem is here.
Go to the party, play it cool. Don't be too eager. Because if you go in there and the first thing you do is go straight up to her and start talking to her about all this stuff,
yeah,
it's not going to work out. Just go in there, have a few drinks, relax.
Well, don't have too many drinks, though.
You have to be responsible on these days when she'll be there.
Yeah, if you get fucked and make a dickhead of yourself, then you are in trouble. Because what will happen is you'll drink too much and then your fucking shit will be flying out of your mouth. And you can't get that back in.
And you'll be thinking you're a lot smoother than you actually are when you're drunk.
Yeah,
and
so true.
Yeah.
Well, and what also might be good is if she gets too drunk, then you'll find out. And no, I'm not saying make her drunk, but if she gets drunk, if she gets naturally drunk at a party like you would do, you might find out a little bit more from her. And so then you'll have a bit more information going into the formal.
But also don't read into too much. Just go and enjoy yourself. If you go in there, have a good time at a party, don't get too pissed. That will be much more attractive to her than you going asking her questions about how she feels. The last thing she fucking wants to hear at a party, I'd imagine, is she wants to have a conversation about feelings. She wants to go to her party, have a good time. Just go and have a good time.
Yeah.
And this will work out for you, if it's going to.
Yeah. I wouldn't even bring up the feelings later on.
I don't bring up the fucking feelings.
You literally don't need to do that at all.
No.
You could do anything else and just make moves like subtly and...
Okay.
She doesn't need to know your true feelings. If all she needs to know from you is that you're interested in her. Not how you deeply feel.
Retain the flirty zone. Stay in a flirty
but
zone.
But just stay there, because at the beginning of a relationship...
It's a great zone.
What a great zone. It is a great zone. And the first part of a relationship isn't about feelings. It's about fucking a lot.
Jesus Christ.
Honestly, that's what it is. It's about lots of lust. Sex, that's what the first part of a relationship. And then it has to turn into something else because that doesn't last. And then it's about love and taking care of them, right? But the first part ain't. First part's about fucking.
Okay.
Multiple times. So I've got a request before I forget. What's the guy's name, James?
James.
James, at the end of the formal, I want you to record a voice note of how it went.
No.
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 Yeah.
Yes, and then we're going to play it on the pod.
Love it. Love it. I also would really love like a really corny picture of you and her at the formal. I would like that picture.
No,
please.
don't start taking pictures.
I blur the face. I promise.
It's not a creepy picture.
So just to be clear, with the advice, you're in a great position here, James.
No. And if you can't actually get a picture, don't worry about it. Don't force her into a picture.
It's a formal. She's gonna want a photo.
Yeah.
Not for us. Don't tell her it's for us.
Yeah, but even then,
we will disguise
yeah,
it.
We're essentially putting him in difficult positions now.
Just to clarify the advice, because we've been all over the place here. You're in a great place here, mate.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Hang in there, okay? Stay calm. You're exactly where you want to be, right?
Yeah.
Enjoy the flirty zone on the Saturday. Do not get too drunk.
And don't rush into feelings.
Yeah. Don't rush into feelings. And then go and enjoy your formal with a good starting point where you've kind of got past the awkward stage of things.
When I say the voice recording, I'm saying, like, if you manage to somehow get back to her room, when she's sitting down and getting undressed, when she's about to get undressed, then do the recording.
So,
hello guys.
It's happening.
She's here. She can hear me. In fact, say hello. Yeah. So I'm just letting you know I've nailed it.
Well, yeah. That would be the greatest thing this podcast ever seen. So good luck, mate. Everyone, give James Allen some support in the comments.
James, you're in a great position, mate. Much better than I thought.
Okay. I'm buzzing for him. I'm really invested in this. I must say.
Okay.
Overly invested. I think it's because his name is similar to mine. Same as James Allen.
What's yours?
James Alcott.
I mean, that's very similar.
Thank you very much for watching or listening on iTunes or on the YouTube. Let us know
YouTube.
Your thoughts in the comments below on everything. Subscribe to the Bull Street channel. And
food reviewer. I do the... What's that say?
I do reviews
on the YouTube.
That's a different... They're going to go, oh, you should go watch True News instead of watching more of our podcast now.
True News?
No, we're talking about food.
I'm talking about food reviewer.
Good luck.
Have food a great weekend. Bye. Reviewer. I do reviews on the YouTube.
You need to say food tube.
So I don't know.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.